KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, it's cloudy. We have light rain and 39 degrees. So far, we picked up 15 one-hundredths of an inch of rainfall overnight into early this morning. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, working to improve health outcomes for patients in our communities from their new location at 1607 East 7th Street in Atlantic, the former Sears building. Our weather forecast for today is calling for cloudy skies with the rain to be ending later this afternoon. Nearly steady temperatures in the 50s, the low 50s, that is, before falling back to around 40 this afternoon. Winds north at 10 to 20. In the news, the Iowa State Patrol says an Adams County Sheriff's deputy suffered minor injuries during a collision late Sunday morning in Adams County. Officials say 52-year-old Deputy Michael Laughlin of Corning was driving a 2017 Ford Explorer northbound on Quincy Avenue en route to an emergency call. As the SUV approached a northbound 2017 Ford F-250 driven by 57-year-old Robert Russell of Prescott, McLaughlin attempted to pass the slower-moving vehicle. The pickup turned left in front of the SUV, causing it to be struck on the driver's side by the Explorer. Both vehicles then continued to cross a farm entrance and into the west ditch off of Quincy Avenue, just south of 180th Street. The collision happened around 11:55 a.m. Sunday. Russell was not hurt in the crash. Deputy Laughlin, who was wearing a seatbelt, was transported by Adams County Rescue to CHI Health Mercy Corning for treatment of minor injuries. The teenage driver of a vehicle suffered what were considered life-threatening injuries, and three other teens suffered minor injuries during a single vehicle accident Friday afternoon in Fremont County. Authorities said over the weekend the accident had happened around 3:45 p.m. on 115th Street near 254th Avenue in rural Tabor. Deputies determined a 2008 Ford F-150 was eastbound on 115th Street, driving in the center of the roadway. The driver, a 16-year-old male from Tabor, swerved to avoid a westbound vehicle at the crest of a hill, causing the vehicle to sway and leave the roadway to the left. The pickup then entered a field and rolled three times. The driver, who was not wearing a seatbelt, was ejected from the vehicle. He was flown by medical helicopter to Nebraska Medicine for treatment of serious injuries. Three of his juvenile passengers who were wearing their seatbelts suffered minor injuries. The unidentified driver was cited for failure to maintain control. Authorities said speed was a factor in that crash. Tabor Fire and Rescue and Tabor Police assisted the Fremont County Sheriff's Office with that accident call. The Creston Police Department Sunday afternoon released information about an accident with possible injuries that happened at around 12:40 p.m. on Friday. Authorities say a 2007 Ford 500 driven by 26-year-old Stesia K. Drummond of Creston was traveling northbound in on North Maple Street and approaching the intersection with West Page Street. A 2004 Chevy Trailblazer driven by 17-year-old Alexandria Renee Whitfield of Creston was traveling east on West Page and also approaching the uncontrolled intersection when it was struck on the passenger side by the car. Drummond told police she did not see the SUV. Whitfield said by the time she saw the Ford, the vehicle was halfway into the intersection. Damage to both vehicles amounted to $5,000 altogether. There were no citations issued. Authorities said Drummond complained of knee pain but was not transported to the hospital. Two men were arrested within minutes of each other last night in Red Oak. According to Red Oak Police, 22-year-old Devin Lee Smith of Red Oak and 25-year-old Jeffrey Dwayne Ott of Des Moines were taken into custody at around 9 p.m. in the 300 block of East Market Street. Smith was charged with criminal mischief in the fifth degree and was being held in the Montgomery County Jail on a $300 bond. Ott was arrested for harassment in the third degree, possession of a controlled substance, and possession of drug paraphernalia. His bond was set at $1,000. The CAM School District's Board of Education will meet in a regular session this evening at 6:30 in the CAM High School Superintendent's Office. During their meeting, the board will discuss the district facilities upgrade process. A number of district patrons made it to one of three meetings held last month where district administrators explained what needs to be done to the facilities and what the process will be going forward. The board this evening will also act on adopting a budget guarantee resolution and approving a senior class out-of-state trip. They'll hear presentations with regard to the fiscal year 2020-2021 school calendar and budget, followed by the setting of dates for public hearings on those matters. In other business, the CAM School Board tonight will consider Walsh door and security bids, award for a bid for 2020 summer mowing, and their final action item prior to adjourning for an exempt session for collective bargaining strategy negotiations is to award a financial advisor agreement to aid in school infrastructure financing. Also in the news, state officials have announced the first three presumptive positive cases of COVID-19, the novel coronavirus, in Iowa. According to a news release from the governor's office Sunday, all three are from Johnson County, which is in eastern Iowa, and had recently been on a cruise to Egypt. None required hospital care, and they are in self-isolation at home. Governor Kim Reynolds held a news conference early Sunday evening to make the announcement.
While this news is concerning, it's not cause for alarm. The most important thing that we can do right now is to remain calm, understand the situation, and stay informed in the days and weeks ahead. We are committed to transparency and keeping the public informed.
Public health officials say the three tests are considered presumptive positive until confirmed by the Centers for Disease Control. State officials say two of the individuals are older adults between the ages of 61 and 80. The other is described as middle-aged. The governor says it's not known if other Iowans were on the same cruise or who the three Iowans currently in isolation may have had contact with after they returned to Iowa on March 3rd.
As we are here with you now, many more people are hard at work gathering the information that we need about the current cases to develop the best strategy moving forward. We don't have all the answers, but I can tell you that we are committed to keeping you updated as more information is available.
And Dr. Caitlin Padotti, the state medical director, said COVID-19 has demonstrated person-to-person spread.
We think that this virus is spread through droplets, which means an infected person who might cough or sneeze, and then liquid droplets would land in the eyes, mouth, or nose, or even be inhaled by somebody nearby. And so that's why we give a lot of the public health advice that we continue to offer when we talk about things like washing hands and staying home when you're sick.
Last Wednesday, Governor Reynolds ordered the State Emergency Operations Center, or PEOC, to be open for face-to-face meetings among key state officials. In the funeral announcements, Kathy Kalkoff, age 80, of Manning, died Thursday at Manning Regional Hospital. A massive Christian burial for Kathy Kalkoff will be today at 10:30 at the Sacred Heart Church in Manning, with Odie Funeral Home in Manning in charge of arrangements. Dennis Immel, age 80, of Adair, died March 2nd in Texas. Memorial services for Dennis Immel will be today at 11 o'clock at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Adair. Glenn A. Stumberg, age 62, of Menlo, died Wednesday. Funeral services for Stu Stumberg will be held today at 11 o'clock at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. Earl Edward Ekman, age 87, of Persia, died Friday at the Elmcrest Retirement Community. Services for Earl Ekman will be tomorrow at 10:30 at St. John's Lutheran Church in Persia. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Max Skellinger, age 84, of Atlantic and formerly of Wyota, died Thursday. Funeral services for Max Skellinger will be Tuesday at 1:30 at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Irene Reichel, age 91, of Manning, died Saturday at Acura Healthcare in Manning. A massive Christian burial for Irene Reichel will be Wednesday at 10:30 at the Sacred Heart Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home of Manning has arrangements. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, working to improve health outcomes for patients in our communities. From their new location at 1607 East 7th Street in Atlantic, the former Sears building. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.